This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. A top Georgia official says that U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has asked him about tossing ballots. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Georgia's Secretary of State, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked him if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In comments to the Washington Post, Raffensperger said he interpreted Graham's question as a suggestion to toss out legally cast votes. Nearly 5 million votes were cast in Georgia in the presidential election. Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Election officials across Georgia are conducting a hand recount of votes in the presidential race. Asked Monday about Raffensperger's comments, Graham said, "That's ridiculous." Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, in his toughest remarks yet on President Trump's failure to acknowledge an election loss, President-elect Joe Biden is warning people may die if the Trump administration keeps refusing to coordinate with his team on the virus pandemic response. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Biden says it's great that two prospective vaccines are showing promise in fighting the virus, but
it's of little use until you're vaccinated.
He's blasting the president for not allowing the Biden transition team access to plans for distributing the vaccine to all Americans.
It's a huge, huge, huge undertaking.
And says if his team has to wait until it takes office,
it puts us behind over a month and a half.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
SpaceX's newly launched capsule with four astronauts arrived Monday at the International Space Station, their new home until spring. The Dragon capsule pulled up and docked late Monday night following a 27-hour completely automated flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. This is the second astronaut mission for SpaceX, but it's the first time that Elon Musk's company delivered a crew for full half-year station in rotation. This is VOA News.